And I ain't hear no drop in a minute. No, I'm about my business.
Rapper's Guide Podcast, episode 59. It's your host, Diggy Mashra.
Bales Pagliacci.
And guys, pardon us. We're doing this on 4th of July, and there is a bunch of fireworks going on. It sounds like thunder. Just, we got to deal with it, so you got to deal with it.
We in Baghdad right now.
Yeah, we apologize. But today's episode, we wanted to talk about a tweet from Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. He put out this tweet, and the tweet says, "How is a young artist expected to put in enough time to get great at their craft when they need to feed all these content channels? The time they spent gathering mind-numbing content might have been at the expense of the best song they never wrote."
I didn't know he was from Linkin Park.
Yeah, Mike Shinoda. He's the rapper from Linkin Park.
I just know it was Linkin Park, but feelings on that is I cannot agree with that more, especially at the time right now that I'm in my career. I completely just nixed off Instagram. And I'm focusing on mostly on TikTok because it's just like, yo, having to post fucking 3 to 4 fucking different social medias at all in one time. And even though it can be the same video, it doesn't always work the same on every single platform. So you have to kind of figure out ways to like do an audible. And I can't agree with that shit anymore. Like, I'm glad I grew up in a time where I was able to really, in a sense, be able to write my music without thinking too much about the social media aspect at first. But now it's just more so content, 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 less so let me focus on making this song.
I do want to break it down in two ways. I want to say as a human being, I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
I want to say as a human being, as an adult, as someone who has shit going on, it's very difficult to consistently post content and to consistently keep up with this new generation of TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all this shit, YouTube. It is impossible to keep up with all that in a healthy manner.
Yeah.
Kids can do it.
Definitely can.
Like, if you're young and all you have to do is go to school and then you have nothing after that, if you have the summer off right now because you're done with school, like, now is the time to, like, stack up on content. I would say for a lot of people who can't afford to do that, who can't just stay home, they got rent, they got bills, they can't just stay home and create content all day.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand. And I think that, you know, I don't think a lot of us took advantage of the pandemic the way we should have.
I miss it.
That was our summer break.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And as adults.
Yeah. That was our summer break and we didn't take advantage the way that we should have. So now we're in this place where it's like, how could anyone keep up? Right? But during the pandemic, it was super easy. I'll even go further and say, during the pandemic, a lot of people were putting out music. A lot of people were putting out records and videos and all this dope shit. And you've seen that fall to the wayside because no one can keep up now that life is back to normal. Mm. And you got your job and you got all this shit going on. So I understand where Mike Shinoda is coming from with that tweet.
Mm.
But what I do want to say is that's a personal feeling and that's a human being feeling. The labels and all the people that are trying to sign you don't give a fuck about that feeling.
Nope.
You are expected by these labels to do this shit. They want you to blow up on your own before they're willing to throw a bag at you. And that's not going to change because Mike Shinoda felt a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like, that's why I said I'm going to approach it in two manners. I get it from a human being standpoint. And I get that these people are probably focusing on content when they could have been writing a great record.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that that's what you have to do. And that's the unfortunate shit, is that it doesn't matter how we personally feel. This is what the career has become. You know what I mean? Like, we are in a place where this career has now become content.
Yep.
Where at one point, the shit was just music. All you had to do at one point was work on that next album, and then you had to do all your press shit, but it was as a result of that next album. Now, every day is like an album because you have to be keeping up with the content. So like, there is no press run because your press is being done on a daily basis.
Yep. Them fucking 7-10 second videos. And like, it kind of goes hand in hand to where a lot of the signed artists were saying, oh, I can't really put this song out unless, because the label wants me to do TikTok videos. And it's kind of like the same sentiment that the guy from Linkin Park had. I forgot his name already. But you know, it comes to the place where it's just like, even they're complaining about it. And once again, it kind of comes down to that human feeling of, I don't want to keep up with this shit. But at the same time, on the business side of it, it's like, but this is how we're going to get these results. And even when you look even deeper into the numbers, I believe that, I think maybe 2 out of 3 the 2/3 out of the people that were like signed this year, or like, I'm sorry, last year, were found through TikTok videos. It's like they're like major labels are targeting TikTok videos. So you don't want to take yourself out the race because you don't want to focus on making that content. But at the same time, if that's what you are looking for, that's literally the direct path at this point because how the industry is going.
I see it more as like this is one of the factors or credentials that you have to have in order to get signed. So mm-hmm. it's like if I'm a label and I'm looking at this young artist and they're making themselves hot on TikTok and all this stuff, and then one day they wake up and say, I don't want to do that anymore. But I know that that's what gets them their fan base. And I know that that's what gets them any type of clout. Then I'm going to look back and be like, listen, I don't care what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is how we signed you. We expect you to keep doing it. Otherwise, it's just like a breach. I'm sure they're putting that into contracts that you're required to do social media. You're required to do different things. You know what I mean? I'm sure that they're not just leaving that out and leaving it up in the air.
Yeah, because at that point, it becomes in the artist's hands. It's no more like a PR team. I'm pretty sure there still are there. But, you know, for the most part, your PR is literally on your social medias. And, you know, one of the biggest things that I would recommend and definitely would say is like focus on 1 to 2 platforms to try to grow on, whichever one you feel may be better for you. Because some people already had, you know, some followings on YouTube. Some people already had a following on Facebook. Yeah, even though I know people think that Facebook still doesn't exist, that's where most of my engagement from my advertisement comes from, is literally through Facebook itself, more so than Instagram. And like I said, for me personally, I just found that Instagram wasn't really, I don't want to say if it's geared towards me or it's just that, you know, I'm just used to seeing the same people on Instagram. So I feel like more stagnant, where more so TikTok, I have a broader reach where I can just kind of reach other people that I don't know, like, which is kind of what I've been looking for. So I would definitely say focus on 1 to 2. I mean, Twitter's good too, but that's a different monster within itself because it's like so hard to fucking get followers on Twitter.
I also feel like Twitter has, it's oddly died. And I say that because, yo, there was a time where you did gain followers regularly.
Mm-hmm.
If people liked what you were tweeting, they would follow you. Yo, that does not occur anymore.
I think Twitter just is in a weird space because more so, you know, yeah, you can technically have a viral tweet go on Twitter, like of your music or something of that nature, but more so, I think that's people who like really just want to see what your daily thoughts are. Cause that's what I look at Twitter as. Like, whatever randomly comes to my mind, let me put that shit out there quickly because I don't have to post a whole fucking video and then type the words on or the captions on top of it.
I feel like people have found the people already that retweet the shit that they fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to understand, this platform has been around for a really long time.
A long time.
Like, Twitter's been around for 10 years now, or 10 years plus. You know what I mean? And I think that what you're comfortable seeing on your timeline, the people that you already follow are the ones posting it or reposting it, whatever. So you've kind of found your crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Where like on these new ones, you might still be looking for your crowd.
Yeah.
And I think that that's how it changes the Twitter aspect. I know Twitter is still important, but I don't think that labels are as focused on
growing a
Twitter presence as they are. Right.
Everything's TikTok on TikTok.
And Instagram too. You know, Instagram is important. If you had 50,000 followers on Instagram, it is easier to speak to a label than if you had 50,000 on TikTok and none on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, I still think that that does matter, that you have the following on Instagram.
Yeah, it definitely goes hand in hand. But like I said, for me personally, Instagram has just not been a wave. And once again, sometimes you need to give these social media apps a break. And, you know, going back to the original topic at hand, that's also something you could always do if you feel like, you know, you're going through too much, or you know, you're putting too much content out there. It's perfectly fine to take some time off or from these social media apps and just get yourself readjusted and rebalanced to be able to go back out there and kind of work at a higher level. Because I think that's another thing, you know, we run into the burnout of, I got to constantly make this content. Sometimes it's perfectly fine to unplug yourself from the matrix, get yourself right, get your mental good, and then jump back in there and be able to come out with even better content at that point. Or just even talk about, you know, that time you took away from social media. Because there's a lot of people who need to take that time for social media who haven't done it yet or looking to do it. And, you know, you could be that guiding light. So you always find ways to do that stuff.
I also think that we're talking from a grown-up standpoint and as people who grew up without Twitter, without Instagram, without TikTok. Like, yo, you're talking to a bunch of kids who this is all they know. Like, these kids were born into this, bro. You're talking about kids who were born in fucking, it's 2022, 2004, you'd be 18 right now.
You good at math, because I was not going to get that.
Okay, yo, 2004, that's like MySpace going into Facebook days, mm-hmm. right? And then Facebook turns into Instagram and all these different platforms. But like, these kids grew up with that. Since they were little kids, that's what they had. So mm-hmm. so they don't know taking that break. We know taking that break because we grew up without it. So like, it doesn't really phase us when we take that break. These kids never didn't have
to have the technology, which you know yeah, what I mean. So, I definitely understand.
So it's difficult to tell a kid like, "Yo, take that mental break and go away from the social media," when that's really all you've known since you were old enough to hold the phone. You know what I mean? Like, yo, these kids are being grown on iPads, and you know, it's different for them.
But at the same time, that could also be a benefit too, because there's a lot more, you know, multimillionaires at that 20-21 age. And, you know, around our time, we wasn't growing up with that type of stuff.
Well, the thing is, they grew up into something, like we grew up kind of into computers, mm-hmm. right? So like, I would bet that more people our age are better with computers, like laptops and shit, right? But these kids grew up with phones.
They know how to use them shits like
so that. They know how to use them like we know how to use computers. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is different, bro. I don't see kids walking around with laptops.
Everything about their phone.
That's you know what I mean? Fact. It's all phone. So, like, bro, even recording-wise, these kids are recording on phone apps.
Which is
what's
wild.
That shit called? BandLab?
I don't know. I ain't fucking with it.
I think there's an app called
Yeah, I think
BandLab.
It is BandLab. That's what I'm saying. I ain't fucking with it. That ain't, that's
bro,
nowhere
that shit
near.
Gotta be bad.
Yeah, it's nowhere near my forte.
It's gotta be bad. And I'm sorry if the person who created BandLabs ever watches an episode and here's that.
But, it serves a purpose, but you know, for us, it's like we're used to being in a home studio, having also, a fucking the setup and everything.
Bro, I'm coming from an engineering background. Yeah. That shit gotta be bad.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah.
There's just certain shit, like recording a vocal into a phone is not gonna be good.
Never.
It's just not. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody like, probably could work some magic out there though, but yeah, it's not.
I could probably make the shit sound decent, but it's not gonna be like recording into actual hardware, into a computer, into a software that was built over fucking 20 years. To record. Like, you're not going to convince me that something like Band Labs is going to be better than Pro Tools. I just don't think
never.
That'll ever happen. You know what I mean? But these kids, again, these kids grew up with this shit. So taking that break from social media is going to be more of a difficult task to put on them than it would be to put on us. Like, we're used to this shit. Like, if I don't ever have to see Instagram again, I'll be fine.
Yeah, but I think that's more so like, you know, if you are an artist that's taking this craft seriously, you know, even if you may be, you know, younger, you still got to think about those things. At the end of the day, your mental health is what's going to put you onto that next level as far as, like, being an artist, be able to understand what's going on within the industry. Because
do you hear this shit?
Yeah, I was trying to ignore it.
Do you guys hear this shit? Like, it sounds like the sky is fucking falling.
And I'm trying to keep a straight face while trying to, you know, motivate. And it's just like, it was so hard to.
This is the first and the last time that we ever record on 4th of July. This was a bad idea.
Yeah, it's very bad
and
idea for the holiday.
It's our fault. You know what I mean? It's our fault for recording on 4th of July. But like, god damn, bro.
Yo.
Are they doing the fireworks outside this door right now?
I don't know. It's fucking horrible.
Jesus Christ, bro. Like, I'm trying to focus on you talking, and I can't even focus on you talking because there's a bomb hitting the fucking
building. That's all I
can think of.
It was like World War III. But
that shit was crazy.
But like, yeah, seriously though, as an artist, you know, take those breaks, take those mental times to step back. And then also, you know, when you see that these artists are out here on TikTok, you know, they're, you know, trying to make it seem like they're personable to you. Like, oh, yo, you know, I hate doing these TikTok videos too. It's like, yeah, that's kind of just like advertising and marketing for them just to try to get their song out there. So be mindful of those things too. Like, a lot of times, like, you know, I love Beyonce and everything, but, you know, that song where she's basically telling people to quit their jobs, you know, free their soul.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to always remember that. In the grand scheme of things, a lot of this shit is just entertainment. And, you know, they try to make it seem more personable to you, but sometimes it's not really that personal at all. Like, you can't really do what Beyonce can do and
also,
not just go
it's
to
like,
work.
Who exactly is she talking to? If she's talking to someone who works at KFC, quit your fucking job. You'll be fine. You'll find a different one.
Yeah, that's also
right?
true, yeah.
But like, if she's talking to someone who like has a degree in law and they're a lawyer and they're just fed up with all the cases.
No one be a dancer.
Don't do that.
Shoot your shot, I guess.
Don't do that. Don't give up your good ass career because Beyonce told you to quit your job. Like, do not follow in those footsteps because Beyonce, my friends, is a billionaire.
Yes.
And you are not.
Yes. You just don't follow.
And that's as
steps.
Simple as it is.
And you know, looking even into that, you know, when it comes to just, you know, trying to create that best music or that best sound, it's really going to just come from, once again, your mental health has to be pretty up to par. Or, you know, I'm going to say pretty up to par. Just have to be good. You got to be good mentally sound, because like I said, a lot of things that we do go through in life can really fuck us up mentally if we're not able to process those things. So sometimes it's hard to process certain things on social media, but at the same time, you can also find some that tribe or that commonality somewhere to try to help you out through those spaces. So like I said, even if you feel like you can't take a break, use some of those things that you are going through in your personal life to kind of find that tribe or kind of connect with people on a personal level. Because at the end of the day, that's kind of what they're looking for on TikTok regardless. Because I tell you, once you're on TikTok and you start scrolling, you're fucking stuck, because they always going to show you something that's kind of going to grab your attention. And once you kind of get into that space and that For You page and things of that nature, that shit starts working. And, you know, I've just recently started to actually figure this shit out a little bit more, where I'm having people gravitate towards my music more and actually more likes on the videos and things of that nature, because I'm pinpointing who I'm specifically looking for on TikTok. And I believe at this point, the algorithm is working in my favor. So, you know, and I still can make great music. It's always going to go hand in hand.
I kind of don't agree with Mike Shinoda.
Yeah, I don't really agree with that either.
Can I tell you why I don't agree with it? I don't agree with it because I feel like that content game and all the work that you have to put in is temporary for the larger goal. And that's why, like, when I hear people saying, like, even what you're saying with the take breaks and this and that, like from your background and being, like, in the mental health world, I can understand why you say that, right? But, like, okay, I'm going to give an example. This is an analogy, but I hated playing defense in high school basketball. I was a shooter. I liked scoring buckets. I was bad on defense. There was this one game where I was playing a team that I knew kids from their town. I partied with them, whatever. And I remember their point guard is bringing it up the floor, and that's my guy, right? So I get up on him, and I bust my ass for 5 seconds. Because in high school basketball, all you need to do is play heavy D for 5 seconds, and they call the 5 seconds, and it's a turnover. You get the ball. And, like, something clicked in my head right there where I said, all I had to do was work hard for 5 seconds. I didn't have to, like, the idea of me playing defense hard all game is exhausting, right? But if I got up on them and I played defense for 5 seconds, we would get the ball. And I didn't do that enough. Okay, now I'm going to tell you why I gave that example. I think most of you guys can make the connection, but I'm going to tell you why I gave that example. All you have to do is bust your ass until you hit the goal. The more you bust your ass now in the moment, the quicker you hit the goal, right? So although it feels like a lot of work, and I understand it, we all understand it, right? You're only doing this momentarily, because you don't have to keep up as much when you hit that goal. Yeah. Once you sign to a label, bro, you're not expected to do it as often. I'm not saying you're not expected to do it at all. You still are. But I think they could live with The Weeknd not fucking putting out a clip on TikTok every 2 seconds.
You know what's crazy? I don't really think that the work is more so just tiring. Like you kind of say, you just got to brush your ass for that like 5 seconds. Because literally it's like, you know, you only need like a 7 to 10 second video. It's more so just the whole thought process of, I don't want to do this again. And I don't want to do this. Because sometimes what I feel happens is, you'll post a video, and once again, mentally, in your mind, oh, this is going to go viral. But then you post a video, and you post like 2 videos per day, and you're just feeling, oh, it's only getting 50, 40, 60 views.
Yeah.
And in your mind, like, oh, shit, this shit isn't working. Then you do it, you know, for a week or 2 weeks. And then once again, you don't see that shit instantly happen, and it becomes, oh, what's the point of me doing this? Like, what's the purpose of this? But honestly, if you really just stick through and just kind of keep it simple within the content that you are creating, but also keeping it entertaining and engaging, give it fucking 6 months to a year. Because, you know, like we said, it takes like 3 to 5 years for like a fucking business to actually flourish and fruition.
But also, bro, there's some people that are just not making good content.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I'm one of them. So, yeah. I don't make good content. Like, I bowed out. As far as being a rapper, like, I'm not the guy who makes the creative content. I'm just not good at it. And that's fine, right? Like, that's someone else's game. I realized early on that's not my bag at all. So, like, my tactic was to hop on records with everyone, get my face and my name out there like that, right? There's other tactics, but, like, you're expected, bro, you have to bust your ass. Like in any, like there has to be some way that you're busting your ass, because yo, I feel like too many people are getting those 50 views and realizing, oh, this shit's not working. Maybe it's bad content. Like, yo, what I've been saying to my team, my crew for years was like, yo, I didn't do a lot of the shit that it probably took to get on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't like shooting music videos. We've talked about this, right? Like, I didn't like doing a lot of the things that it took to get on. And it made me feel corny. Like, all that super rapper shit that you had to do if you really wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I could have shot 50 videos and put them out. And I guarantee if I shot 50 videos, my name would be way bigger than it is.
But at the same time, that wasn't you. And you didn't want to do it.
But listen, that was my bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was me not busting my ass. I knew what I had to do. I had videographers around me. One of my best homies is a fucking director.
Yeah, you definitely had the connection.
You feel me? Like, I could have done the job, but I decided not to. And I'm 30, turning 30. But I'm 30. I didn't do the work that I had to do. And that's why when I see a tweet like this, I understand it, but I'm also saying it's kind of detrimental, these type of tweets, because you are working. You are trying to achieve something that's incredible. You are trying to do something that is next level. And when you're trying to do something that's next level, it requires that extra effort. Like a kid who's trying to get to the NFL. You see him running the field when everyone else is sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he's fucking tired? You don't think that kid is exhausted, bro? Come on, like, yo, that's where I'm coming from with it, because I'm like, yo, a lot of these people feed into that whole narrative of like, yo, I'm tired, I need to take breaks and this and that. Like, we've had clips in the past where we talk about this, right? But how I feel is like, yo, the early bird gets the worm,
mm-hmm.
right? The person who is consistently working and constantly busting their ass, and you see it all the time, bro. You see these people who are like, yo, that motherfucker never sleeps. And yo, like, good for him that he got on. Because that dude works hard as fuck. Like, that shit really does happen. And if you sat there, like, if that person sat there and said, I'm tired today, I don't feel like working, that shit snowballs, bro. And the shit turns into you, in turn, just forgetting that you even had a goal. You know what I mean? And that's why I feel like that shit is detrimental. And I'm not saying that, like, you have to be this workhorse constantly and you have to always be on point and you have to, like, obviously, bro. If there's that one Sunday that you just want to sleep in, I feel you. Like, do it, bro. If there's like a day that you don't want to post on your social media because you really like don't have time to, I feel you. Don't. You know what I mean? But still remember the goal. Like, don't let that whole like, yo, we got to take break shit just completely derail you from your goal. Because, yo, this shit does require a lot of effort to get anywhere. And if you ask anyone who's anyone, they're going to tell you this shit takes a lot of effort.
Because I can tell y'all firsthand, like, I take care of my mental health for the most part, you know. But sometimes it definitely can get in the way of music.
What was the height of your rise?
The pandemic, honestly.
Yeah, but what were you doing during the pandemic?
I was working more, like,
you
on my music.
You were working more than anything.
Everything, yeah. Because that's the only thing I had on my plate at the time. And that's the only thing I was focused on. And like, that's when I was able to really get to that next level.
And that's when your shit, exactly. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, bro, if that pandemic did not occur and you didn't get that time to really, you were cranking out records like no other, bro. You were doing videos all the time. You were putting together content. You were doing all the shit that it requires for you to get where you got. And without the pandemic and without you putting in the work, you're not who you were.
No, exactly.
You're not who you are, rather. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and that's the shit, like, we pretend like these times, like, yo, the highest my name ever was when I was performing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was constantly making records, when I was putting out albums every fucking year, when I was doing all that shit, mixtape, album. Like, we can't forget that shit does show results. And that's the problem with these type of tweets, is that they don't tell you, like, they're saying pretty much, yo, you're focusing too much on the other shit and not so much on the music, which I do agree with. That part I agree with. Like, a lot of you guys are focusing on content and not putting out good records.
Yeah, the music ain't there. I can agree with that too.
Like, you could definitely sit down and practice, but maybe that's because you're doing it too prematurely.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, like, early in the episode, like, I was glad I was able to really sit there with my mind and my thoughts before all these distractions kind of came about, because it kind of gave me a foundation and it gave me also a love for, you know, creating the music. And once again, you know, having the time to do so. And, you know, like I said, it's just, it's difficult. Like I said, I definitely do take my mental health stuff, but at the same time, I know it's a detriment because it's like a double-edged sword, right? I'll take some of that time off, but then in the back of my mind, once I finish taking that time off and having that leisure point, I'm like, I still want to be a fucking artist.
Right.
That's the main thing. And that's what ends up bothering me even more. Oh, shit, I still want to be an artist at the end of the day. And that's the thing that kind of pops up in the back of your mind. Like, I'm taking my breaks, but in the back of my mind, I was like, fuck, it doesn't even matter, the break, because I still want to be an artist in the back of my mind, you know?
I feel like the longer you take those breaks, and it happens to all of us, the more of those breaks that you take, the less your chance is to get
to where you need to
go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with tweets like that, man. It's just like, yo, there is a healthy balance of mental health and working hard. Definitely. But like, you can't keep on taking those breaks every time you get a little tired, because those breaks turn into you prolonging what could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if I would have done the work, my name's bigger. Like, we sit here on weekends where we don't want to be here.
That's a fact.
We come and do the podcast when we don't necessarily want to. We know what we're doing, though. Like, I wouldn't say that we have a tremendous amount of views. No. And I'm not even mad about it, but we still show up. You feel what I'm saying? There's fucking bombs going off outside.
We here.
And we're still here. So, like, bro, I worked all day long. You had the day off. I still showed up.
Yeah, that's fact.
I didn't say, bro, I'm tired from work. Fuck it. Like, bro, I still showed up so we could do this podcast. And I know in my brain that, like, and in my heart, like, this is what is important. Like, it's important to show up. It's important to do the work. It's important to sit there when you don't want to. Bro, I've had writer's block for months. And I keep coming. And I keep sitting there and playing beat after beat after beat after beat. And finally, something hits me.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have been like, yo,
fuck it.
I just don't have it anymore.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm done. I'm quitting.
You feel what I'm saying? It takes me fighting through everything. And that's in life, man. Like, yo, when you get to my age, I know a lot of kids watch this and a lot of young adults. Like, yo, as you get older, you start to realize that, like, a lot of the excuses go away and you start taking more of it on yourself. And you start to realize, yeah, all the accountability that you start to take, you start to realize, like, yo, a lot of the time I spend bullshitting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I be pretending that, oh, this is the reason why I didn't do it. And this is the reason. And majority of the shit comes back to, I did not put in the work that was required. When more people wake up and have that feeling, when more people wake up and look at themselves and say, I'm not doing the shit that I'm supposed to be doing. I keep on going out partying and I'm talking about how I want to be a famous rapper. But every weekend I'm at the party. Yeah. Every Thursday on the college night, I'm not sitting in my dorm room and writing records. I'm out partying with all my friends. And yo, college is 4 years. That's 4 years of partying nonstop that you could be doing. Or you could be establishing yourself in your career. You know what I'm saying? So like, yo, you have to take some accountability and look at yourself and be like, yo, am I doing the shit I'm supposed to be doing? And I feel like the answer for a lot of people, and me as well. Always understand that, like, when we approach these, we're talking about ourselves too.
Yes, indeed.
We're not looking down. But like, a lot of it is on us. A lot of it is we are not doing the work that we need to do. So how do we go about that? We have to wake up and we have to change our mindset. Mental health breaks are great, but that goal could be greater. And okay. that's where I'm coming from with it. Like, you know, it's like the people that are like, you know, I'm going to party in my 20s, right? I'm going to live life in my 20s. I don't want to do it when I'm older, right? But I feel like if you bust your ass in your 20s, then you could really relax for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, it's just perspective. It's how you look at life. I look at life as I want to build as much as I can build at this age so that the rest of my life I'm comfortable.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it. I say you earn your leisure, honestly, at the end of the day. And, you know, it just, once again, like I said, in the back of my mind, even though I'm taking these mental health breaks, I'd be like, I just want to be an artist, honestly. I just want to get to that level. I want to get to have people, you know, more people to reach, to get to my music or reach my music or hear my music, I should say. And that just be in the back of my mind. That sometimes causes more frustration having that thought in the back of my mind, more so than just trying to chase after the goal and putting the work in.
And then when you have those thoughts, what are your next actions?
Honestly, sometimes I still be bullshitting until it just fucking finally comes
really
to me.
I was really hoping you would be like, yeah, I get right into the studio.
Nah, I'm never going to sit here and lie. Sometimes it just still be bullshitting. But like a time like today when I was like, I got to get something done. I want to start trying to, you know, mix my shit. I want to try to like really put my best foot forward and like try different sounds and shit. It's like, I got to fucking record. And it's like, I say it all the time. I get caught up playing video games or just not doing anything at all, just sitting in the house. And I just stay in the house. But it's like, I recently just started putting more padding around the fucking room. I'm putting shit in the area where it's becoming more so like, it's not an excuse anymore. You know, I can't keep making these excuses. I got to start building this shit around me. You know, I'm happy I was able to release my EP. So that kind of put me back into the fucking groove of shit. But at the same time, I was like, okay, I've done this before and I just kind of fell on the wayside. Let me just get right the fuck back into it. And then also within that, making sure I'm still promoting it and giving myself time to still be able to make new content so I can get back to those weekly things. So it's like, I'm getting back into the planning process of getting myself out there.
Yeah, because you can't let the results fuck your game up. Like, you might put out that EP and it might not do exactly what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around and you're like, damn. And it brings you down. You know what I mean? It like brings you to a point of like, I don't even feel like doing this right now. But like, you're forgetting all the steps it took for you to get to that point. Like all the promotion you were doing and mm-hmm. all the fucking, and that again, that's where we're coming from with that tweet. Like, you can't forget all the work that you put in when you did get to those levels that you were at. Like, yo, the most views you ever got, how did you get there?
Mm-hmm.
Was it because you just fucking woke up and you were there, or were you consistently working? And that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, it's always going to go back to the work with me. I'm always going to look at people and say, like, if you work hard, you will get the shit that you want. You know what I mean? Like, you have to bust your ass. You have to figure some things out. You might be doing shit wrong. Your content game might be ass. You have to figure out how you can make better content. If your content's not working, why is the go-to always, yo, my content's not, or my content's not getting views? It must be someone else. Why is this not working for me? It's never on you. You feel me? Yo, yeah, no one's listening to my music. Why is no one listening to my music? Maybe the songs aren't good, right? Like, we always ask these questions and we never look at the most simple answer. Like, yo, maybe that picture wasn't as hard as you thought it was. Mm-hmm. Maybe that clip wasn't as hard as you thought it was. Like, maybe the song doesn't sound as good as you think it sounds. That could be one, right? Or it could be, maybe you didn't promote it right. Maybe you didn't actually go to the measures. A lot of people try promoting shit for free. Maybe you need to put a little bread behind your shit. Like, there's a lot of answers that you could come up with, but not every single one is, I guess, it just doesn't work for me.
And I, you know, before we get out of here, like, simple shit that's been working for me on TikTok that I share with you guys that you've probably fucking seen a bunch of times through TikTok, but, you know, maybe it'll hit a little different coming from us. Number one, have some fucking good lighting in your videos. That's number one. Number two, make the video 7 to 10 seconds, something that's very simple. Have your music playing in the background. Don't be having somebody else's music playing in the background, because if you're doing that, what's the point of this shit in the first place? Write fucking a long paragraph how you're feeling or whatever the case may be. You know, give something that's engaging for somebody to read and work them fucking hashtags. Them hashtags means everything, especially if I feel like now on TikTok. The reason that, you know, our podcast got out there so much on TikTok is because of the fucking hashtags. Run them hashtags and also be very different with your hashtags. Don't just go to the most basic, random, normal shit.
Right.
Really think inside your mind, how can I reach a person that can be thinking of this? Because people will be searching the most wildest shit when you look at the hashtags. Like, who the fuck is... And people don't know how to spell also. That's also what I found out. But a lot of people are just looking up the most random shit. Think outside the box when it comes to hashtags. Don't just, oh, I'm an independent rapper. What about you as an independent rapper? What else is there? Like, are you is there a specific target or a specific audience you're looking for? Is there a specific thing that you like doing? Narrow in on those hashtags and you'll find those people. You know, I'm pro-Black and I'm more my Blackness. I've been using more of those hashtags. I'm getting fucking a bunch of likes now. And more people are following me now. And it's right up my alley because that's exactly who I'm looking for. That's who I'm pinpointing. So always make sure that you're pinpointing
your audience.
Your audience. Like, that's, and don't be so fucking, I'm an independent rapper. Yeah, like, I'm an independent rapper. Everybody's a fucking independent rapper. what kind of independent rapper are you?
Right.
Who are you talking
who
to?
Who do you sound like?
Who are you and looking
you don't
for?
Don't sound like Drake.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't sound like Kendrick. You don't sound like J. Cole.
Shit, even fucking
three anomalies that you're naming. You know what I mean? Like, yo, the most hashtagged artists are probably not who you sound like. So if you're gonna start hashtagging people, hashtag artists that you sound like, because they already have an audience that likes that music, whether it's the same type of beats mm-hmm. or whatever. But like, be more specific. Like, you're trying to reach a certain person. You're trying to reach a certain audience. And that audience is already out there. They already exist. And the artist that you sound the most like has that audience. It's going to be easier for you to get their fan base to come over and start fucking with your music if you make a similar product than it would be for you to get someone way out in left field like a Kendrick and be like, I sound similar. Like, you probably don't.
Yeah, like, and also, like, if you're going to hashtag J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar, put J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar fans. Don't just fucking hashtag. And that's what I'm talking about. You got to be kind of more specific right. with it. Like, you could just hashtag J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, but if you put J. Cole fans or Kendrick Lamar fans, now you're technically going to the people that actually are his fans because they're going to fucking hashtag it. They want it to be known. I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan. I'm a J. Cole fan. You got to just think a little bit more outside the box when it comes to those hashtags, and you will find the people that you're looking for. And before you know it, the shit will just possibly blow up, because that's what the fuck TikTok does. So yeah.
All right.
Post that content.
Yes, sir. Rappers Got Podcast, episode 59. We are signing out. This is your host, Diggy Metro.
Bales Pagliacci.
Peace out, guys.